Welcome to the Niches You. My name is Matt Gottesman at Matt Gottesman on Instagram, and this is my daily podcast where I create short, quick hitting episodes to help you uncomplicate life, creativity, and the pursuit of your highest self. There's only main character energy here. Now let's get into it. Welcome to episode 257. We're always creating, whether we assume the title of a creator or not. And you could probably put in there artist, entrepreneur, as I like to always dub out there. And we've had this conversation several times, and I am going to take an excerpt from The Creative Act, A Way of Being, from Rick Rubin. And we might have even discussed some of this before, but I want to expand on a few other things with this. But we're always creating, whether we assume the title of a creator or not. And why do I say that a title of creator is because I feel like fundamentally when you hear people say like, oh, I'm not creative. And I believe that that's because somewhere along the line, early on, you were told maybe that that was like in relation to like maybe you weren't a good painter. They're like, oh, so, you know, you're not as creative, or maybe you weren't a good writer or a good sculptor or anything in the quote unquote arts. We reserved that, that idea of creativity to the arts. And I was recently listening to a TED talk from Elizabeth Gilbert, Eat, Pray, Love. You know, she wrote Eat, Pray, Love, and she was talking about, it's funny that whenever you take on the creative arts in general, that it's only reserved usually as a topic to those types of things, whether it's writing and painting and, you know, traditionally, quote unquote, the arts. But she's like, but creativity is what comes through us into anything and everything we do. Now, I'm paraphrasing, but that's basically what she was saying. And it's actually a very interesting TED Talk. It's about 12 minutes or so. I'm going to include it in the show notes because I think you guys should check it out. And there's a lot of really great things there. And she eventually, you know, gets further into what is that external essence or internal essence, I should say. What is that essence that is working through us and, you know, in that relationship with God and whatnot. But it's a very, very good TED Talk, so I want you guys to watch. I'm going to link that in the show notes. But furthermore, I want to expand on that because traditionally, anything you give energy and attention to that allows you to give your interpretation and perspective and design and thoughts and eventually turning it into something, that is an act of creating. You are creating. That's why I always say, like, we're made in the image of the creator. It's like, it can be in anything. We are co-creators here in this world. Like, everything that we do, we are making happen. Now, sometimes we're making it happen consciously, and sometimes we're making it happen subconsciously. I'm going to get to that, or unconsciously, I should say. But I'm going to get to that point here in a little bit. First, I'm going to read this excerpt from Rick Rubin. Everyone is a creator. Those who do not engage in the traditional arts might be wary of calling themselves artists. They might perceive creativity as something extraordinary or beyond their capabilities, a calling for the special few who are born with these gifts. Fortunately, this is not the case. Creativity is not a rare ability. It is not difficult to access. Creativity is a fundamental aspect of being human. It's our birthright, and it's for all of us. So that's pretty much how I feel and what I always say. It's like you came into life through creation, like you were created. And so that is also what you are here to do. Like, you mirror the essence of which you came here by. You're created through conception. You were created when your soul came to this earth. You're now in existence. You once weren't, hence creation, right? You do the same thing. Maybe like you have a job that you can't even believe. Sometimes you're like, how did I end up with this job? Whether you like it or not, you're like, how did I end up with this job in the first place? Right? We're always creating our actions, our behaviors, our words. We are always creating, whether we assume the title of a creator or not. It's always happening. And we're going to also talk about environments here in just a little bit. But he says, creativity doesn't exclusively relate to making art. We all engage in this act on a daily basis. To create is to bring something into existence that wasn't there before. It could be a conversation, the solution to a problem, a note to a friend, the rearrangement of furniture in a room, a new route home to avoid a traffic jam. What you make doesn't have to be witnessed, recorded, sold, or encased in a glass for it to be a work of art. Through the ordinary state of being, we're already creators in the most profound way, creating our experience of reality and composing the world we perceive. And that's exactly what I mean. We are always creating, whether we are consciously aware of doing it or unconsciously. And that's why your words are so important. That's why your environments are so important. That's why, like, your decisions, you have more capabilities than you could possibly understand simply through choice, better and better choices. And I get it's easy to see, like, well, when a string of things happen and I don't like it, okay. And I also assume, I get it. It's hard, the accountability side of, like, well, I didn't make that happen. Like, those things were inflicted on me. That was projected on me. That was done to me. Yes. Are we continuing to allow those people around us in our life? You know, did we create the environment of which those people can continue to keep coming back? Or, you know, how are we creating the interactions that we have with people? When we're starting to have an interaction with somebody we don't like, are we speaking up in our truth and our voice? And like, hey, you know what? I don't really talk that way. If you talk to me more chill, you know, we'll keep engaging. Like, you're always creating. And if you're not saying anything, you're still creating. You get what I'm saying? And then he says, in each moment, we are immersed in a field of undifferentiated matter from which our senses gather bits of information. The outside universe we perceive doesn't exist as such. Through a series of electrical and chemical reactions, we generate a reality internally. We create forests and oceans, warmth and cold. We read words, hear voices, and form interpretations. Then, in an instant, we produce a response, all of this in a world of our own creation. You see something, you perceive it, you have a reaction to it. That is creation, right? Something didn't exist, now it does. That is creation. So he says, regardless of whether or not we're formally making art, we are all living as artists. We perceive, filter, and collect data, then curate an experience for ourselves and others based on this information set. Whether we do this consciously or unconsciously, by the mere fact of being alive, we are active participants in the ongoing process of creation. For example, you know, I've been working on my home a lot over the last, well, several years, but more so recently, just like I'll pick an area of the home, whether it's like more recently it was like my master closet. And I was getting rid of some stuff and donating some stuff. And then I also found some stuff that I realized, I could have used those, you know. And then I rearranged the look and feel of the closet. This is an act of creation, but what was interesting is it changes up the whole energy dynamic. And this is what I mean. Like, you could be working on the kitchen, you could be working on the living room, you could be working on the drawers. Like, me minimizing as much stuff as possible that I don't need, that just gets cluttery in the home, and then you have exactly what you want and where you want it. Like, let me tell you something. I know this sounds small, but the peace that comes from that organization is insane. Everything is just always exactly where you want it. Like, you just feel very present all the time. People are like, why are you so calm? I'm like, I just am, you know? Less clutter, less chaos. That's active creation. Creation sometimes is subtraction. I even did a whole episode on that. Law of attraction is sometimes a law of subtraction. What do you get rid of so you have more space to feel energetically? And so he finishes off this as, to live as an artist is a way of being in the world, a way of perceiving, a practice of paying attention. Refining our sensitivity to tune into the more subtle notes, looking for what draws us in and what pushes us away. Right? You're active. If something draws you, understand it. If something pushes you away, be like, okay, you know what? Maybe not for me. Like, letting go of that control, or in some cases, anger, bitterness, resentment. Like, this is how that person is, and this is how all these people are, and this is how it always happens to me. It's like, no, you gotta let that go. You can't hang on to that crap. Like, that's just not gonna work. And then why is it that only happens to you, not other people? And then people go, oh, well, you know, maybe it's just me. It's meant to happen to me. It's like, no, actually, we're all meant to live in creation, creativity, peace, flow, you know, abundance. But it is an act of participation. It's, you know, discernment and honesty and choices. I don't like these things, so I know what I do like. I will behave like that. And then I will also go find others who behave like that. In fact, I won't have to find them. I will naturally attract them because I'm behaving like that versus hanging on to things I don't like. He says, attuned choice by attuned choice, your entire life is a form of self-expression. You exist as a creative being in a creative universe, a singular work of art. So We're always creating, whether we assume the title of a creator or not. And, you know, one thing I wanted to also state to back that up is a title doesn't make us who we are. Our soul does. When I say a title, I don't mean like, you know, whether we assume the title of a creator or not. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying that often at times we feel like, oh, if I'm any of these things, I'm a creator. If I'm not any of, if I'm all these other things, if I'm a CPA, or as you guys always hear me famously say, or I'm a farmer or whatever, like, then I guess I'm not an artist. You know, the title doesn't make us. Our work that comes through us, which is from our soul, is what is always creating. That's who we are. We are always creating, no matter what profession we choose, no matter what direction we go into. So a fundamental question you always have to ask yourself is, do I like what I am currently creating? If not, what could I do better? And then the next point I wanted to mention on this was, what you work on is what comes through you. What comes through you is what didn't exist before you did it. The same goes for your health, your relationships, everything, right? So what you work on is what comes through you. What comes through you is what didn't exist before you did it. The action didn't exist. The outcome, the output, the result, even if it's a shitty result, it doesn't matter. It didn't exist before you created it. So anything is better than nothing. It came from nothing. Well, it didn't come from nothing, but I'm saying like it didn't exist and now it does. So what comes through you and didn't exist before is now in existence. Right? That's why. And I like that he says, you know, a tuned choice after a tuned choice. I really think about your choices, you know? And I know it's easy sometimes to get stuck in, well, I thought I was making good choices and the same thing keeps happening. Pretend it's like a game or a hobby or something you're so into and you're like, you know what? I'm going to figure this out. What happened at the beginning of the relationship that I avoided? Or what happened at the beginning of the work that I avoided? What didn't I say up front earlier on that I could have? What was the result later on that really pissed me off? But maybe now I can carry that up into the front of the interaction and not with force and fear and anger, but like now in the future, you know, it's like now establish that up front. This is how I learned business. This is how I learned relationships. You know, you talk like in relationships, you have to talk about your values. You have to talk about like your mission. What are you looking for? What relations, both business and professional, I mean, business and personal. But then in business, you know, I learned like, oh, okay. Like I got screwed that time. And I don't blame any of those people. Like their behavior was their behavior. Humans will be humans. It taught me how to get better at the game. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Up front, this is how I will now, you know, address that before it even ever happens. And also, by the way, I don't blame anybody for any of those things because they don't, it's not like, okay, sometimes people are pretty malicious, but a lot of times they're not. A lot of times it's just behavior and perspective. And like, oh, well, you didn't do this, you know, and the, you know, this didn't get finished. I'm like, actually, you're the reason that the project didn't get, you know, got stalled for the same reason that you hired us in the first place. Because if you would have been able to do it and not stall things, you would have done it. That's why you hired us, you know? And so, but you know, they haven't healed yet from that, or they haven't figured that part out. And so now we're having this relationship where I have to tell them like, listen, you know, this is why we have this in the contract. This is how we avoid those things. This will come up. I got so good that I would actually tell clients every single move they were going to most likely make when it would come up. And then when it did come up, I'm like, remember when we talked about that? This is that moment. And they're like, wow, shit, that really happens. I'm like, yeah, it really can happen. So we're always creating. The final point I want to bring up is the world around you was created by you, whether consciously or unconsciously. When the world around you, oh, okay, first I want to address that, and then I want to address a second point to that one. The world around you was created by you, whether consciously or unconsciously. Choose consciously. If you are unsure of why things keep happening and you don't like them, make a statement to yourself, I'd like to understand this, and I'm going to start maybe like journaling it out. I want to figure out this one particular area. Bring yourself present, make yourself conscious. I would definitely do that. That's how I constantly figure out. I'm like, what could I have done differently here? What am I missing? By the way, sometimes I'm not missing something. Sometimes it's not me, but it's good to have that self-reflection of, so you're always bettering your game. of life, right? Now, for those of you who might have had some unfortunate circumstances environmentally since birth, just tough circumstances, which I get, I totally get. When the world around you was given to you by a set of unfortunate circumstances, the fundamental question you have to ask yourself is, then what would your ideal environment look like so you can start to move in that direction? Because I've helped people before that shared some really rough circumstances from earlier on, you know, and for many years, and I get it. And then that question has come up from people like, hey, but what do I do if like I was born into this type of, you know, environment or family or experiences or whatever it might be. So my next question is always, what would you like? Which is also tough, by the way, because a lot of times when you're not asked that often or sitting down to even think about it, and you're constantly focusing on the thing that has been the environment that you don't like, it's rough to answer because you're kind of like, shit, I haven't sat in that energy. You know, like I haven't been in that energy. I don't really know, you know. So just something to think about right away, which is, then what would your ideal environment look like so you can start to move in that direction, right? When the world around you was given to you by a set of unfortunate circumstances, the fundamental question you have to ask yourself is, what would then your ideal environment look like so you can start to move in that direction? This is a form of creation. It is asking you to take a step back and say, what would you prefer? And you might say things like, well, you know, I'd prefer to be around loving people, and I'd prefer, you know, respect, or I'd prefer, you know, people who support me as I'm trying to build something. I'd prefer to be around, a better living situation, whatever it might be. The moment you can answer that is the moment you have your next steps, your blueprint, your North Star, your direction, period. And congratulations, you've just learned what responsibilities you now have to have, which I think is also sometimes why people, sometimes, not everyone, it's different for every single person, but like why I think sometimes it's hard to think about maybe what you would prefer like is because you also have to behave like it. And I know some people say, well, if I'm stuck in these circumstances, how do I behave like it? And I'm like, well, for starters, you then say, you know what, I'm going to move out of this area, or I'm going to try to find a job over in this area or this other part of this city or another city. And I'm going to look for an environment that has maybe like people who are very gifted at these certain types of craft and skills, and that I can learn from, and that are very supportive. Like you can go seek the energy of it and you will find it. And now you are being responsible in placing yourself in an environment that supports and nurtures your growth. And yes, it is that simple. It's actually that simple. The human in us makes it complex. You sit down, you write out what would be ideal, and then you just start to seek it. And you got to kind of remove, like, these barriers that you think that you have, they're not there. They're just not there. We think they're there, but they're just not there. And have grace for yourself. The reason sometimes we think that they're there is because of all the other stuff, you know, that previously might have like just been messing with you. You know, so, but we're always creating, and we always have the ability to create. And if we're not necessarily in the environments that we'd like, we can go create those environments for us. That's the beauty of your life. In fact, I would also debate and make a good point that if you have tougher circumstances, that's even more of a reason to give you exactly then the contrast of then what would you want. And if you know that, then you can move in that. Like, there are a lot of people who kind of were born into comfortable environments and don't know what they want. And that's unsettling because nothing's really moving over there either. They're comfortable, but they don't know why, because it was made by somebody else who kind of made them, give them too much comfort. And now there's an addiction to that comfort. You can be addicted to comfort and you can be addicted to chaos. You can be addicted to both. I highly urge you to be addicted to creation. No chaos, no comfort, just creation. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Thank you for tuning in. I will put the TED Talk in the link, the show notes. Also, check out the apparel. A lot of you guys have been picking it up. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. It's been a week since the launch. Link is right there in the show notes. Workshops, the Right Design Build Master class is there. relevant podcast episodes. Please leave a 5-star written review on Apple. Please leave a 5-star rating on Spotify. It helps expand the awareness of the show. I appreciate you guys. Thank you. We are growing and it means so much to me. I love you. Thank you. Until next episode, I'm out. All right, that's it. We'll stop there for right now. I hope you found this helpful and applicable in some way. I want you to remember, you do not need to fit in, and you certainly do not need to fit into some category or title nor be put into some box. The niche is you. It always has been. Please share this with a friend and be sure to leave a rating and review. Your feedback means everything to me. And also, thank you for listening and supporting me. If you're new and you want to receive these the moment they come out, please text me 480-530-7352. Text me podcast. I promise to only send you the good stuff. Thank you. And until next time, I'm out.